I'm Dr. Tim Tuden, pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. Thank you for taking time to listen, whether it's over our radio broadcast, on CD, podcast, or our website. I really do believe that God has a special message just for you, a message designed to encourage you, to strengthen your faith, and to guide you in your daily living. Let's go now to the sanctuary of Harvest Christian Ministries for a worship experience already in progress. Father, we come in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for that grace. I pray even now that as we share your word, that we might decrease and that you might increase. Save someone today, as only you can. Encourage another. But when this time is done, we'll be so careful to give your name the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We bless the Lord today. How many are just glad to be on the Lord's side? Amen. I know I am. I'm glad to be alive and to be alive in him. There's a word today that comes from Proverbs. There in the third chapter, verses 5, 6, and 7. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. I want to preach today from the sermonic title, At the Fork in the Road, but I like to also look at how the message records this passage. It gives it a different twist. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. And then verse 7 in the Message edition. Don't assume that you know it all. Run to God, run from evil, and trust in the Lord with everything that you have. Again, at the fork in the road, decisions, we make them all the time. Probably thousands. What am I going to wear? What am I going to eat? Which route will I take to work, depending on how bad the traffic is? A decision that you make. Am I going to church today? That was a decision you had to make. Thank God you made it. But there are times when we have to make an on-the-spot decision. Don't have time to negotiate, to think about it, to call someone, but to make a real decision. And we've heard this metaphor before about at the fork in the road. It may have been from your mom or your dad. And it's getting to a place where you've got to make a real decision. And with those decisions that we have to make, isn't it great to know that you don't have to make them all by yourself, but that God is available to help you to make the right choice, to get on the right path? Because oftentimes at the fork of the road, there's not much time for negotiations. Either you're doing left or you're doing right. But we know what it is to make the right decision, because we've made some and God has been glorified because of it. In our text today, it is King Solomon who writes this proverb, this saying. And he is someone who was considered to be one of the wisest men to ever live. That does not mean he was perfect. That means he was wise. If we keep reading, he made some unwise decisions, but he was really someone who was considered, had much wisdom. And really, wisdom is being able to take a godly information and to make a sound decision of truth, faith, and that which will last. That's what wisdom is. It's one thing to have knowledge, to have book sense, to be able to know everything in the book. And in this case, the good book, the Bible, really is the book you want to read and follow. And so Solomon takes time to write a proverb, to write something that's going to help those who are listening. I'm glad today that I can look back on my own life and realize that I've made some great decisions. I often tell couples when I counsel them, I meet with them, I said, you know, you'll make some great decisions in your marriage and you'll make some bad ones. I said, but at least own up together, because the Bible says what, the two shall be one. Don't keep bringing it up. Say, girl, give me five. That was a good decision we made. But by the same token, we've made some bad ones. Anybody ever made a bad decision before? I mean, sure enough, blew it. And even with that, God is able to come back with your bad decision and through grace to fix that which you've messed up. Amen. As we look at the text today, there's some things I want to unpack that I think will help us with our decision as it relates today. And that is, we're looking at the importance of leaning on the Lord, learning from the Lord, and how to live for the Lord. Again, lean on the Lord in any decision that you make, learn from the Lord, and live for the Lord. Amen? So let's take the first one. And right there in the text, that's why I love the text so much. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in, put your hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. And don't do it half-heartedly, but do it with everything you got. That I'm going to really trust him in every decision that I make. And people say that sometimes. You say, yeah, you're always saying you're just going to trust the Lord. But have you ever had a situation where you said, I don't know what the outcome is going to be, but Lord, I just trust you that what I'm doing is the right thing. I prayed about it. I fasted about it. I got on my knees about it, but I really want it to be a decision that pleases you. And so I trust you not but one foot in and one foot out. But I trust you with everything that is in me. All of my heart. To lean means to prop up. And so often we lean on people. And we lean on places. And we lean on things only to have those persons and those things and those places disappoint us. Now, you ever have somebody just kind of lean? Now, I've got faith that this wall will not cave in. I can style on this lean. And so when we lean on the Lord, it's like putting all of your weight and all of your troubles and all of your concerns on the Lord. Believing that he's going to do what? He's going to sustain you and he's going to keep you. Amen? All your heart and lean not on what you think you know. You are a smart somebody, but your own understanding. You know, everybody's got a view. My view is, here's how I see it. That's fine. But what facts do you base your decision on? As we get more seasoned, we take more time now to say, let me look at it again and check and see if there's a better price and see if I can get a coupon or see if I can work that thing a little bit more. When I was young, I just said, give me the car. I want the car. And man, I would get the high interest and everything in it. I didn't pray about it. But as we learn in life, we make better decisions. What? Because we don't lean to our own understanding. Because we can't figure some things out. Man, in fact, many things we don't know. And so when we get at our fork in the road, it's great to know I can lean on the Lord. Why? He's dependable. And he's got a record. Amen? Anybody got history with God that you leaned on him? And you realize he brought you through a situation. I'm not talking about yesteryear, but just this week. He brought you through. Why? Because you say, you know what? I can't lean on what I think I know. I was wrong last time, so I'm going to lean on the Lord Jesus Christ. Solomon says, here's something to put in your pocket. Something to carry with you. Many of you left home, and your parents gave you some advice. Even as I see college students, they're heading out. And they're going to give us some nice little talks. How many folks gave their kids that little daddy talk and that mama talk and all the stuff that they give you? But that's wisdom in that. You'll find that there's wisdom in what has been passed along to you when it comes to should I or shouldn't I? You'll leave here today and make some great decision. Where am I going to breakfast? What am I going to do later today? Decisions. Solomon says, lean on the Lord. But not just that. It's important to learn from the Lord. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Acknowledge him. In everything that you do, recognize him. Make sure that you just don't go with what you think you know. But with everything that he puts in his word, we can acknowledge him and say, you know what? He is the one that I can learn from. There's something on the internet now, if you've ever taught a better professor, or maybe you've participated, you'll say, rate my professor. And you go online and put in, he was lousy, He showed up late. His class was easy. It didn't make sense. And we get to rate the professor. And he can't do anything about it because it's online. When you ever think about what God has done for you, when you rate him as your teacher, he gets passing scores. Every time I've learned from him, what the word says, learn of me, for I am meek and I'm humble and I'm lowly in spirit. We learn how what? To learn from him by acknowledging him for who he is. He's the great God. He's our Father. He's our deliverer. He's our keeper. Has he been that for you? Every situation you've gone through, you can say, you know what? Let me fill the blank in. He's been food on my table. He's been money in my pocket. He's been safety in my home. He's been peace that passeth all understanding. I'm going to learn from him. I'm going to sit down at the feet of Jesus and learn all that he's teaching me in life struggles. You know, that's what you learn. You don't learn from getting it right all the time or from making the right decision. You learn from blowing it. Anybody ever blown it? Hey, and you say, you know what? Not this time. I've learned to first of all acknowledge him for who he is, and he'll do what? He'll make my path straight. It assumes I'm in a crooked place. It assumes that my path is a little bumpy, a little uncertain, and I've walked that road before. My God, I mean, some real dicey places in life. But when I realize that when he goes ahead, he makes the rough places smooth. He goes ahead of me. Aren't you glad he goes ahead of you? Ever took a trip and said, Lord, I'm going on the road, but I want you to go ahead of me. I don't know what nuts on the road today, but Lord, guide me and give me the right spirit as I drive along to my destination. I can learn from him. He is the great teacher. They call him Rabbi. And oftentimes you didn't see Jesus giving 3 points and a hoop. He taught his disciples. He sat on the mountain and said, let me tell you a thing or three. He taught them, and there's so much we can learn from our walk with the Lord. I'm at my fork in the road, but I got a half a degree on me, a life degree. Many people who know me from back in the day would never know that I continued in school. You did what? They remember the Tim who was just glad to get out of high school and had fun in college and completed all my studies, got my degree, and then years later, through transformation, went back to school and kept learning. And I say to you, be a lifelong learner. Read a book. How many people are reading a book right now? How many are reading 2 books? How many are reading 3? There we go. I'm back and forth. Got one on audio tape, one at the house, one on the iPad. You're learning by reading and by life experience. And so it says, learn of me or learn from me, and I will make your path straight. Does that give you some relief today that it's not all just on me, but that if I follow what the Lord has laid out for me, that my path will be stable? I'll have some place to go. That's good news for me, is I can continue to not be Mr. Know-it-all. Ever met anybody like that? They just have every answer for everything. They just know it all. And they can't learn anything else, seemingly. But every day I get up, I'm learning a new truth. So the Caribbean said in their prayer, his mercies are new every day. That every day, God, you've given me a new opportunity. Every day you've helped me to kill the old man. Every day you've allowed me to have some joy. Every day you've given me something that allows me to say, you know what? I can make it because I got a great teacher in the person of Jesus Christ. Anybody want to go to his class today? Have you signed up to be a student in life today? But that's not just it alone. Also, we have to also be in a position to live for the Lord. I've shared these passages before, and sometimes it's good to stop right at 6 and praise God. But then 7 comes along and says, you know what? Do not be wise in your own eyes. Not what you believe in your own press. Maybe what you've seen. People have told you how smart you were, haven't they? How wise you were. Man, you really bought that thing. And so you become what? Wise in your own eyes. I can do it my way. It was worked before. And we want to live for him. We can't trust our own wisdom. But Lord, what do you think? Lord, lead me in this situation. Lord, give me direction as I approach my fork in the road. And we all have forks in the road. And, you know, either you can stay right there, make a decision, back up and be still, but that road is not going anywhere. Anybody got a decision they're trying to make in their own life today? What should I do? What's the best thing that's going to please God? Can I just run it by him to see what he thinks about it? The world will say, you got to make a decision right now. This is on the spot. This deal will not go off. You must do it now. So give me a day or two to pray about it. Give me a day or two to find some peace in my decision. I want to learn from him. And it says, fear the Lord and shun evil. That's all a part of the requirement. It ain't just he'll make my path straight, but I need to know that I got to respect God. I got to give God reverence. I don't play with God. I don't believe he's just somebody up yonder. I know that God is a spirit. Those who worship him must do what in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such. I trust him. I know he's alive in my life. What about you? Do you serve a God who's alive and well? Anytime you need him, you can call him up. I'm talking about a real live on the spot right now. I need thee every hour type of God. And you can say, God, I need to make a decision right now. What is going to please you? And in this passage, it says, you know what? You can't have mixed in evil. In other words, run from evil. See, the enemy always will try to attack your decision. They'll always try to give you some doubt. Maybe you don't qualify, but evil will show up. Evil is what is morally wrong. And so often there's an alarm that goes off in our own experience. It's the Holy Spirit saying, have you considered this? And you say, I don't feel comfortable with this. Well, I guess you don't. You know it's not right. There's something in it that does not look right. And so what? If I'm going to live for the Lord, I've got to fear him, respect him, and get out of town running from evil. I used to run toward evil. Y'all got real quiet. I used to run toward stuff that I knew was going to satisfy my flesh. Count me in, Doc. I'm in there. But as I've been transformed through the Holy Spirit, I know how not to get out of the way. Amen? Anybody ever face some temptation? Oh, yes, you have. But the Bible says what? There's no temptation that is common to man, but he does what? He gives you an out. Temptation is not sin. It's when we act on it. Everybody will be tempted. Even Christ was tempted, but without sin. But I just say, always good to have your running shoes on. That whenever evil comes your way, at your fork in the road, say, I got to get out of here. I got to run and run in the opposite direction and run to the hills from which cometh my help. Making a decision. What do I do? How do I handle it? What would the Lord be pleased with in my life? I ask that question often. God, what is the right thing to do? I've made my mind up, but it's my flesh that's acting. But what is going to please? Is that your prayer? Lord, what is going to be best? What will glorify you? What will magnify you? Not that I'll get the, you know, accolades, but I want to do that that's going to please him when I come to my fork in the road. I love hymns. I love the stories that are often behind them. Some time ago, it was William Ogden, who about 8 years old began to read music, began to sing melodies as a young man growing up in Ohio. He got older, went to the war, came back and picked up where he left off. Started a male course in the army. But as he came back, he realized that he'd seen some life battles on the battlefield, seeing people lose their lives. But he came back and realized that we all face battles in our daily walk. Things that will try to seek to move us into the wrong direction. He wrote the words to this song, and I like it. He says, you know what? He said, I have a message from the Lord. Hallelujah. This message unto you I'll give. This recorded in his word. It is only that you look and live. Don't be distracted, but look and live. He has already died for you by going to a rugged cross, but we can look and live. And that's how we get life eternally, making a decision. As I come to this place in worship, maybe you've not made a decision for him. Maybe you've not taken time to say, you know what? Do I really know the Lord Jesus Christ? Have I really experienced him? What decision can I make? There's no fork for me. Either I'm taking the road that takes me on a highway to heaven, or there's a road of destruction. Bible talks about this wide path. It's people all in that path. And there's a narrow road. It's the one that's not very many folk. But take time today in and at your fork in the road to say, have I given my life to Jesus Christ? And does that make a difference? I'm amazed, and I guess I should not be amazed, is the people who have a lack of respect for God. It's like, whatever. And they don't see the need for God. Ever been there yourself? Say, I got this. But once you experience him, you see the need. And I don't judge them except to say, man, don't you get it? I got saved. I went home and all my buddies were saying, oh, there's old different Tim. Because they left. I was the man. I came back transformed. And I wanted them to get what I had. It was that hot and that exciting. Because I'd made a decision to follow him for the rest of my life. I will follow him. I can't turn back. I know too much about him. I can't doubt him. And even in this walk of ministry, you don't get to say, okay, let me go back. I don't know what going back means. I don't know what a Saturday night would mean not thinking about the goodness of the Lord and preparing. I don't know what seeing somebody at the store and not saying to them, hey, let me tell you about Jesus. It's an on-the-spot decision. As you stand today, that is the word of God. It is already blessed. Making a decision at your fork in the road. That becomes so important. As we share together today, it's about really giving yourself away. It's about submitting unto him. Let's sing this together today. I give myself away, that everything that I am, I give it to him. All of me, I hold nothing back. God has been that great to me.
I pray you were helped in some way by this message. Be sure to follow Harvest Christian Ministries on radio, CD, podcast, or over our new website. It's cometoharvest.org. That's come to harvest, C-O-M-E, the number 2, and harvest.org. Take time to experience the website and all that we have to offer as a ministry. In the meantime, pray that God will continue to allow us to reach a community for Christ, for the cause of the kingdom. I'm Dr. Tim Tootin. Have a great day in the Lord.